and your friendly oil change. Premier and all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Here are the logistics, if you want, the rules of engagement, if you want to engage with the program. It's pretty simple. You can text the word Mike and your message to our text line, 33103. 33103. Just text the word Mike and whatever message you want to send me, questions, comments, whatever it might be. You can also go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media icons so that you can follow us on social media. You can stream us live there wherever you are. So you can do that at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. I want to get to the Federal Reserve, which is going to jack up interest rates. Holy cow. We have a little battle going between the President of the United States, who says that his increased spending is not going to cause inflation, and the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, who is saying, you know what, I'm going to have to double down because things are even worse than I thought it was. Isn't that fantastic? But to give you a little perspective of just how crazy things are in the world right now, tomato flu. Are you ready for that? It has prompted health officials in India. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, you know, India's halfway around the world. In fact, it's next to the aptly named Indian Ocean. And since it's way over there, it's not going to come here. Okay, well, let's see. COVID, SARS-CoV-2, escaped from, at least my belief, is that SARS-CoV-2 escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, and somehow that made its way here. Somehow, let's see, the Spanish flu pandemic, occurred from soldiers coming back from World War I. Imagine how that happened. So think about 1914, 1915, 1918, and how limited air travel or even worldwide travel was then. And now think about it today. I can get on a plane right here in little old Denver, Colorado, little cow town of Denver, Colorado, and I can fly halfway around the world from Denver, Colorado. Tomato flu. It has prompted health officials in India to issue their first warning to parents, along with prevention guidance. Doctors say that its symptoms cross over with many other diseases, including flu and the COVID. It's been branded the tomato flu. Got your flu shot yet? I'm thinking about walking into a CVS or a Walgreens or, I don't know, a Publix, wherever you might find a pharmacy, and I'm going to go and say, hey, you got that tomato flu vaccine? I dare you to try it. You're going to go buy groceries this week, and you're going to go do something, and I want you to walk back to the back of the store where the pharmacist is, stand in line for a little bit, and just say, hey, I was listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and he's really, really worried about the tomato flu, because it's spreading in India, so it's going to get here quickly. And I know it's maybe a little early for our flu shots, but can I get in line now or sign up for the tomato flu vaccine? Now, what's the world population? I keep forgetting what the world population is. World population, 7.7 billion. Now, let's just round it up. May I round it up, please, to 8 billion. 8 billion people. All right. Get your little calculators out and do this calculation. More than 100 children across India have been infected since the first case was noted way back on May 6. Now, some 82 children under the age of 5 have been reported to have this in some southern state in India, and now a further 26 cases have been reported in rugrats as old as 9 in the state of Odisha in India. So we have what? We've got about, what would you say that is? Well, it's more than 100. When you start counting them all up, more than 100. So somebody divide 100 into, let's just round it up to 8 billion. Or I don't know if you want to be conservative, let's just say 7 billion. And we now have 100 kids in India that have the tomato flu. This is never going to stop. And I'm kind of serious about that. In some ways, I mean, it's fun to joke about the tomato flu. I'm afraid I've got the cucumber flu, and I don't know what you have. I'm spreading the cucumber flu in Colorado. So I'd like to know what flu you're spreading around, you know, your part of the world. But in all seriousness, it's never going to stop. And it's never going to stop for this very simple reason. We have lived for way too long in a society where we are germophobic. You can go to, you can go back to the CVS. You can go to your grocery store. You can go to the Walmart. You can go anywhere. And you can find all sorts of wipes that, or even post-COVID. I still get a kick out of post-COVID, although I find it more convenient. But we now live in a world where we don't want our kids to get dirty. We don't want our kids to play in the dirt. We don't want them to play out in the grass. We don't want them to pick up bugs. We don't want them to do anything. And I don't mean bugs like a flu. I mean bugs like a little critter running around on the ground. And so because we live in this germophobic society where everything has to be sterile, are we surprised that there's tomato flu somewhere in India and that it's somehow going to get around to us? Of course it's going to eventually get to us. Do you know how it is? Because in India, some rugrat's father is going to go on a business trip somewhere. The rugrat's got tomato flu in India. He's going to get on a plane, and he's going to fly from, you know, New Delhi to London. And he's going to go about his business in London. And he's going to be spreading the tomato flu around. Unbeknownst to him, because he doesn't have any symptoms. And then all the people in London, and maybe they came there for a conference. And then they're going to go to Heathrow, which, you know, I think there's like five flights a day out of Heathrow now because airlines are crashing. And those five people are going to fly out to all five corners of the earth, because there's five of them. And they're going to spread the tomato flu. And pretty soon, one's going to land in Newark, one's going to land at JFK, or one's going to land at LAX, or one's going to land at Denver International. And the next thing you know, tomato flu is going to be spreading around everywhere. So let Dr. Michael give you the warnings to look for. Now, here are the symptoms. Now, I read the symptoms, and except for the little rashes that I guess look like tomatoes, I don't know, I think I have some of these symptoms. Fatigue. Man, I'm just tired as a dog today. Nausea. Well, no nausea yet, but could at any moment. Vomiting. Some of you are vomiting right now. You're listening to this program and you're vomiting. Diarrhea. Somebody listening somewhere has got the diarrhea. You got the runs, okay? Now, fever. I don't think I have a fever, but you never know. That's the other thing we're doing now. Everybody's bought thermometers because of SARS-CoV-2, so check your fever right now. Dehydration, swelling of joints, body aches. I've always got body aches and rashes. Well, let's see. I could honestly say, let's see, fatigue, probably a little dehydration, and body aches. So I'm not going to tell you about my rashes. So I've got, you know, three of the nine. So I have a third of the symptoms. I might be coming down with the tomato flu. You might, you know, you ate something bad last night, so you got vomiting and diarrhea. So you're tired, you're nauseated, you're throwing up, you got the runs, and because you have all of those things, you probably have dehydration, and now your body aches. You've got seven of the nine symptoms of tomato flu. I'd suggest you just lock your doors, duct tape your windows, and not go outside for a week, because you might be the cause of the spread of tomato flu. In all seriousness. Yes, in all seriousness. I do think a lot of these things are around to stay. And what we ought to do is we ought to quit this irrational fear of germs. And maybe we ought to get, I mean, I don't want anybody to get on their deathbed. I don't want anybody to get so sick they can't go to work. I don't want you so sick that you can't listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown. But maybe, you know, a few aches and pains, maybe a little stomach ache, maybe a little diarrhea occasionally. I'm just saying that perhaps if we weren't so germophobic and we didn't sterilize everything that we do, maybe, just maybe our bodies would develop better immune systems and we wouldn't be worried about the tomato flu. Oh, you're not worried about it? Mark my words. You will eventually hear about this in the national news somewhere in the continental United States between now and next weekend. The tomato flu. Watch out for the tomato flu because you never know when it's going to come and get you. Speaking of tomato flu, you know, Dr. Tony Fauci of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID at the National Institute of Health, which is a part of the CDC. Don't you love that bureaucratic? Think about that bureaucratic chart right there. He works for the Centers for Disease Control, which oversees the National Institute of Health, which oversees the NIAID, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. And then somewhere down there is Dr. Fauci. It's a great bureaucracy. He announced his retirement at the end of the year. And when he did, he announced that there were, he didn't cause any lockdowns. He didn't do any lockdowns. Well, stay tuned because we have the receipts. Yeah. Dr. Fauci can deny it all he wants, but we have the receipts. Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike to 33103, and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to stream us live and to follow me on social media. Dr. Fauci and the receipts about him lying coming up next. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't, you're not like me. I'm quite comfortable concealed carrying a firearm. I do it every single day. But maybe some people aren't. And I want you to learn about HEROES non-lethal products. HEROES, the maker of the award-winning HERO 2020, which is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering your attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. They just literally drop to the ground, writhing in pain, giving you a chance to escape. All of these HERO products are concealable. You do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com, has a new product called the Arrow. It looks like a little remote control, and it shoots this thick red sticky pepper gel, just like the other products, that cause your attacker to just drop to the ground. They're non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have them. My wife has them. My daughter has them. I want you to have them today. So go online to Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com, put in coupon code Brown, my last name, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and The Deep Thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to the weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Not even lying about that. Really am. Text the word Mike to 33103 if you want to send me a message. Real easy to do. You take your little phone out, and you get to your message service. You know, if you got an iPhone, and who doesn't? If you got an iPhone, you go to your iMessages, and the phone number you're going to text to is 33103, 33103. And then the keyword is Mike. So you type the word Mike, and then you send me a message. Real easy. We made it really simple for all you goobers all across the country to send me a text message. And you'll get a response that says, we read all of your messages, and we've got it set up so you'll get that. You're supposed to get that automatic reply just once a week, but I have no guarantees. I have no guarantees whatsoever. So Dr. Fauci has announced that he's going to retire after, I don't know, four, five, six, I don't know, a century and a half, whatever it is. He's, what, 187 years old? And he's going to have one of the, I think his pension, if I recall correctly. Now, I don't begrudge him this. Don't get me wrong. I'm not begrudging him this. I'm only using it as a point of reference for all of you who have worked, and I'm not sure how many people do this anymore, but have worked for the same place, like my dad did. My dad worked in the same place from before he graduated from high school. He and two buddies of his started a little commercial printing shop. And he worked there until he retired, and then after he retired, he continued to work there, you know, part-time, because he just, you know, like most men, just has to have something to do all the time. So he worked there for like 40-plus years. Now, I don't know if any of you have done that. I'd be curious. In fact, you know, if you have, text the word Mike to 33103 and tell me where you worked and how long you worked there. Dr. Fauci worked for the federal government for 40-plus years. Now, today, he hasn't retired yet, but today he is still the highest-paid bureaucrat in the entire federal government. He makes more than the President of the United States of America. Let's see if I can pull up his salary real quick. Dr. Fauci. The President of the United States makes $400,000 a year. Dr. Fauci makes $417,608 a year. Hate to drop that $2 there. $417,608. Now, he obviously didn't make that when he started 40-plus years ago. But after 40-plus years, his pension will pay him approximately, I'm sorry, let me rephrase this. the taxpayers will pay him, meaning you and me. Well, not them. Those goobers over there don't pay any taxes. But us tax-paying goobers will pay him more than $300,000 a year. Now, I don't begrudge him that because he's been there that long. If you worked someplace for 40 years, I'm sure you did not get a pension of $318,000 a year. But what bugs me about Dr. Fauci is his claim on the heels of his retirement announcement. He goes around and he does all these interviews. He makes the rounds of all the cable shows. And I think he's doing so because he's trying to establish his so-called legacy, and he's trying to make sure that we all understand that, you know, he was the great guy and he didn't shut anything down.
Do you regret particularly the last one, the shutdown, the sweeping shutdown that some said made things worse?
No, I don't, Neil. And in fact, I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything.
Oh, here we go.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And the only way to do that is by draconian means of essentially shutting down the country. We know that we can do that if we shut down.
Well, I think one of the things you really need to do, to the extent that you can shut down temporarily the country, I think is important.
Well, if I knew at the time that shutting down would have such a dramatic effect on controlling the spread, obviously we would have shut down earlier. There were those who say you shut down your destructive things by disrupting the economy. And others say, well, if you save so many infections by shutting down, why didn't you shut down 2 weeks earlier?
But I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, when I say shutting down, I mean essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator.
Isn't it wonderful? Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Yeah. Trying to reestablish your legacy. That is exactly what Dr. Fauci is doing. So I say, bye-bye, enjoy your retirement, and while you're out enjoying your retirement, just don't come back. And to the next president, whoever that is, don't hire a Dr. Fauci. No more shutdowns. They do not work. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, and I'll be right back.
To $2,000 for gold and $25 for silver, according to Bank of America. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. Bank of America states the growth will continue throughout 2023. They see gold prices remaining elevated with an average price of $2,086 an ounce. Well, it looks like they're right. And it's time to open a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. At the beginning of December, gold crossed $1,800 and is still going. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tangible assets assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. Crypto keeps on tanking. Stocks are too volatile. Gold is steady. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move towards a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day. North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime. Time is now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in. You can text the word Mike. These are the rules of engagement. You text the word Mike to 33103, and you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. And I would encourage you to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you do follow me on Facebook, there's a little private group there called Michael Brown Unplugged that you can enjoy it. You can join it, and you can post memes and comments and things up there in that little private group. So follow me on Facebook. It's at Michael D. Brown. So the President of the United States, God bless him, I swear, I think about, and this has nothing to do with partisan politics. I don't know how to explain this or how to be any more sincere than to say I really don't mean this in a partisan way. But for any of you who have had elderly parents that as they get older, you know, they become forgetful and they become, you know, some develop dementia, some unfortunately develop Alzheimer's. But you, as you get older, you just tend to kind of forget things. And then the things that you do remember, those really old memories that come to the kind of to the frontal lobe, and that's what you think about, that's what this president is doing. So that's why he's always talking about, you know, his days when, you know, his dad would tell him, Joey, you know, when you grow up, and, you know, and Joey, I'm growing up here in Scranton, to, you know, a tough Scrabble town, and you know, I got to be a tough guy, and I like, you know, you want to touch my wrinkly hair on my legs kind of thing. Oh, it's just, I mean, it's pathetic. It's also scary when you think about that both our friends and our allies are looking at this guy and realizing that, you know, he just is not with it. And it should scare us from just a pure national security point of view. But it also scares me, setting aside the physiological aspects of it, the aspects that he has been pulled, willingly pulled. He's sitting in a little red wagon, one of those little red, you know, what were they called, something flyer wagons. So a little red wagon, I think you can still buy them somewhere for your kids, and all of these kind of Marxist, far-left, progressive people are taking that little red wagon, and they're pulling him way to the left. And they're adopting policies that, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that Senator Elizabeth Warren, that self-avowed socialist Bernie Sanders all advocate, things like modern monetary theory, which is basically just print all the money you need. And my God, that's what we're doing. Karine Jean-Pierre, or as I call her, Karine Abdul-Jabbar. Karine Abdul-Jabbar was at a White House gaggle recently, and she said this.
Ambassador Rice spoke to this yesterday. I know this question was asked of her. And so just a couple of things before I get to that piece.
Yeah. She's busily thumbing through her spiral notebook looking for an answer to a question. The White House press secretary, I know, has to adhere to what are called SAPs, Statement of Administration Positions. But you ought to be able to answer a question about the economy without trying to find the answer about the economy, because the answer ought to be, as you hear...
You know, the president's record on fiscal responsibility is second to none.
in case many of you are hard of hearing, or you've got a little dementia yourself, or you're busy doing something else and you miss that, or you find it unbelievable, may I repeat it for you, please? The White House press secretary, Karine Abdul-Jabbar, says
the president's record on fiscal responsibility is second to none. And last year alone, you've heard us talk about this because this is incredibly important. He achieved $350 billion in deficit reduction.
Now, keep that number in mind. He achieved $350 billion in deficit reduction. Now, I don't think she says this, but that's over a 10-year period. So let me see. Let me do my math. Let me see if I can do these high mathematics in my head. $350 billion divided by 10, I think, is $3.5 billion a year. So he's reduced the deficit, which means the annual amount that we overspend beyond our means, he's reduced that by $3.5 billion. It doesn't mean it went away. it doesn't mean that our deficit went away. We still spend more than we take in. But he reduced that delta between what we bring in and what we spend. He reduced it by $3.5 billion. Well, hallelujah. I mean, pass the beer. Whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop-de-doo.
And this year, it's projected by the end of the fiscal year to be at $1.7 trillion deficit reduction. This is
which is still, just so you know, even if it's $1.7 trillion, that's still over 10 years. They never say that, but that's what it is. Over 7 years, we're still spending more than we bring in. We're spending a lot more.
Historic. What we're talking about here is historic numbers because of the
historic numbers.
Work that this president has done when it
because of the work this president has done. Historic numbers because of the work that this president has done. So the market yesterday, I don't know what the percentage is, but the market yesterday lost, I think, 1,008 points. The market the day before, which would be on Thursday, the market lost like 600 points. Now, I quite frankly don't remember what it is, what the market lost earlier in the week. But we're truly in bear territory. But don't you worry. The president's at a rally.
Guess what? You hear Republicans always talk about the deficit, right? About big spending Democrats. Well, guess what?
Guess what? Listen closely. Because he admits the truth here. Listen closely.
When the last guy was president, he increased the debt by $2 trillion in tax cuts. Not a penny of it paid for, okay? Well, guess what we did? We've reduced the deficit. The Inflation Reduction Act lowers the deficit by $300 billion over the next 10 years.
Over the next 10 years, we're going to reduce the deficit by $300 billion. Okay, $3 billion a year in a $4-plus trillion budget, and we're spending way beyond $4 trillion per year. I'd like to say, I can't say it on air, but I'd like to say BFD. Yeah, just BFD, because it doesn't do squat. So why did the markets yesterday really just say, okay, we're coming up on the Labor Day weekend, let's get the hell out of here? Because Jerome Powell was in, I think he was in, he wasn't in Aspen, he was... I forget where he was. He was out west. He was out here somewhere. You know, he was up at a high altitude, so maybe he was just suffering from oxygen deprivation. But Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, had this to say.
We are now about halfway through the intermeeting period. Our decision at the September meeting will depend on the totality of the incoming data and the evolving outlook. At some point, as the stance of monetary policy tightens further, it likely will become appropriate to slow the pace of increases. Restoring price stability will likely require maintaining a restrictive policy stance for some time.
Will require a restrictive policy stance for some time. Now, if you're not a goober that's educated in this, in the language of the Federal Reserve, a restrictive policy stance means... We got this guy over here in the White House. Now, the Federal Reserve is just slightly, it's just a few blocks west of where the White House is. And so they're just, these two guys are just a few blocks apart. Oh, he was in, I think he was in Jackson Hole. So actually they were further apart. I don't know where Biden was. But their offices are just a few blocks apart. So the guy on the east end, the White House, Biden, is spending trillions of dollars that we don't have. The guy over on the other side of the block is going, holy feces, Batman, we're going to have to impose to restore price stability in order to bring inflation down to a normal range of, you know, maybe 2 or 3% a year instead of the, you know, 9%+ a year that we're engaged in. That's going to require a more restrictive policy stance for some time, meaning higher and higher interest rates for longer than we expected. And what he's really saying to the White House is, because they're supposed to be independent of each other, but they have a way of talking in D.C., and this is a way of telling the president, hey, bucko, you keep spending like this, we're going to keep jacking up interest rates.
the historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. Committee participants' most recent individual projections from the June SEP showed the median federal funds rate running slightly below 4% through the end of 2023.
We're going to have to keep doing this, he's saying. We're going to have to keep doing it. It's going to last longer than anybody wanted. He continued.
Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy.
I like that. So inflation is at 2%, but high inflation, so I guess we have two categories of inflation now. We have the standard inflation that's out there that you would expect in a growing economy of around 2%. But guess what? We have extra inflation. We have high inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
That's going to be painful. Painful. I purchased a new Jeep Grand Cherokee back in January. I use it for my dogmobile to haul Greta the Leonberger around. And I was fortunate to get a 0% interest rate. Now, when they came to me and said, hey, we have a program here, and because of your credit score, we can offer you a 0% interest rate, because I knew what was coming down the pike, I mean, that's free money. That's Chrysler Jeep Corp. That's Chrysler Jeep Financial, whatever it is, corporation saying to me, hey, we'll give you some money. If you'll just pay us back, no interest, you take this Jeep, and we'll give you free money. And do you want to pay it back in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years? Now, because I know that I'm going to drive this Jeep probably until it falls apart, so I said, sure, give it to me for 6 years. Now, I would never do that for the standard car loan. But 0%? I say that because, now I'm not giving financial advice, but if you were to, for example, decide that you want to buy a car, you might want to do it now. Any loan, I mean, I know it's higher now than it has been, but having lived through the Carter years, where my wife and I actually had a 21% mortgage, you might want to do something now rather than later. My 0% loan, I'm sure Chrysler Corporation at this point is, or Chrysler Jeep, whoever it is, say, hey, call that goober back. Tell him we want to charge him 15% for that loan. No, sorry, buckos, you've already signed the note. Inflation is going to get worse. Why? Well, stay tuned. Don't let me tell you why. Let the politicians tell you why inflation is going to get worse. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, and I'll be right back.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone in number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25, and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Let's head you back to the weekend, Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. Yeah, I did my math wrong. Text messages from Goober number 7272. Mike, $350 billion divided by 10 is 35, not 3.5. Yeah, I told you I'm not good at math. $35 billion a year. My point remains the same, though. It's still $35 billion in a. You see, I think sometimes we, here's what happens with budget numbers. If you don't understand, and I'm not saying none of you do, because I think all of you goobers do understand this, but the average goober on the street, if you say, hey, I got $35 billion over here, but I only have $4 trillion, which do you want? Oh, well, 35 is more than 4, so yeah, I want the $35 billion. Because we don't understand the difference between $1 billion and $1 trillion. So it's still not enough to cover the deficit. The budget deficit, that which we spend every year beyond what we take in, now that deficit eventually becomes a part of the debt. And the national debt, which is in the trillions of dollars, like $30 trillion or something, I forget what the number is, but it's way up there. Way up. It's so up there. It's, well, we need NASA to get a Voyager to get us up there to find out what it is. But when I talk about spending, and an eye-popping analysis done by Penn Wharton School of Business says this. Now, this is the University of Pennsylvania. This is the Wharton School of Business. President Biden's new student loan forgiveness plan includes three major components. We estimate that debt cancellation alone, now you think, I know many people think, well, debt cancellation, that means the debt just goes away. No, it does not. For example, if someone loans me $1,000, they've given me $1,000 and I've promised to pay it back. If they then sell my note to somebody else, say at, you know, 75 cents on the dollar, so they sell the note to somebody else for $750, they now have a note that has a face value of $1,000 that they paid $750 for. And then suddenly the president comes along and says, Michael Brown doesn't have to pay that debt anymore. The debt just doesn't disappear. Somebody has to cover those costs when it comes from the taxpayers. So when I tell you that they estimate the debt cancellation, that means somebody else has to pay for that. It's a wealth redistribution program. They estimate that will cost up to $519 billion, with about 75% of the benefit accruing to households making $88,000 or less. Loan forbearance will cost another $16 billion. The new income-driven repayment program would cost another $70 billion, increasing the total plan cost to about $605 billion under strict static assumptions. However, depending on future program details be released and potential behavioral changes, the total plan cost could exceed $1 trillion. $1 trillion is an enormous sum of money. It's more than $6,000 per taxpayer. So who are those taxpayers? Who pays the taxes? Who are those people? Well, there are, according to the Tax Foundation, there are about 148 million tax returns filed as of 2019. 148 million tax returns. So 148 million taxpayers are going to pay through increased taxes, increased interest rates, higher inflation. We're all going to pay for it. But it's specifically those 148 million taxpayers are going to pay the bulk of it. The top 50% of taxpayers. Here's how it breaks down. The top 1%, the top 50%, the top 50% of taxpayers paid 97% of all individual income taxes. See you on the other side.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Winter weather is blanketing the U.S. as a massive storm sent temperatures crashing and created whiteout conditions. More than 200 million people, that's about 60% of the U.S. population, were under some form of winter weather advisory or warning as of yesterday. This man says he's just trying to keep his footing in Seattle.
Absolutely. Yeah, I took a bit of a tumble when I first got out there to start chipping away at the ice, but once I got some of the ice melt down, it was fine. You know, you've got to be real careful, though. It is super slippy underfoot.
Alexis Goldberg was among the travelers stuck at the Newark International Airport Friday.
We're trying to make some backup plans with the flights, and everything is sold out. So, unfortunately, if we can't make it out today, we're not going to be able to get there for the holidays.
No word on whether her flight made it, but FlightAware says more than 4,800 flights into or out of the U.S. had been canceled as of late yesterday afternoon. The flu is beginning to wane in many areas of the country after a brutal start to the season.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospital admissions fell for the second week in a row, and the percentage of doctor's office visits due to fever and other flu-like symptoms has dropped for 3 weeks in a row. Officials say they have seen some decline in most parts of the country.
And that report from correspondent Mike Hempen. Correspondent John Scott asks, are you a last-minute Christmas shopper?
Inflation is driving many consumers to put off shopping until the very last minute. For the first 2 years of the pandemic, many were buying earlier in the season, afraid of not getting what they wanted because of shortages of products or delays in deliveries. They also had more money to spend thanks to government stimulus checks and child care credits. But this year, higher prices on everything are squeezing shoppers' budgets and pushing them to postpone their buying. A quirk in the calendar has encouraged procrastination. With Christmas falling on Sunday, consumers have had all week to shop.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Sarah, I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't help that gas prices have skyrocketed. I can't believe how much it costs for gas now.
Everyone's talking about how much gas is, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app, and I get cash back for every gallon of gas I buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid real cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yeah, real cash every time I buy gas.
What? That sounds like it could really add up.
I've made around $200 already.
Wow, that's serious extra money. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code APP200 for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account through PayPal or an e-gift card. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code APP200 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus in your first tank. That's code APP200 for 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. Cashback is not available in Cass, New Jersey, and Wisconsin.
Facebook's corporate parent has agreed to settle a lawsuit involving transfer of user data to Cambridge Analytica.
Meta Platforms, the holding company for Facebook and Instagram, will pay $725 million to settle allegations that it allowed access to personal information for some 87 million users during the presidential campaign of 2016. The litigation intended to assert the privacy breach proved Facebook is a data broker and surveillance firm as well as a social network. The agreement awaits a judge's approval in March. George Williams reporting.
The National Crime Prevention Council wants the Justice Department to investigate Snapchat over the drug largely driving a troubling spike in overdose deaths among teens. The group, best known for its ads featuring McGruff the crime dog, is especially concerned about the sale of fake pills laced with fentanyl on the popular teen app. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The IRS is postponing a new reporting requirement.
Independent contractors or those who sell things online will not have to report any transaction over $600 on this year's taxes. The Treasury Department and IRS announced Friday a one-year delay to new tax reporting requirements for digital transactions over a $600 threshold. The $600 filing threshold was passed by Congress in 2021 as part of Biden's so-called American Rescue Plan, lowering it from more than $20,000 in revenue and 200 transactions by online sellers. Tasia Stevens reporting.
CEO Elon Musk says he won't sell any more of his shares in Tesla for 18 months or more. That's an attempt to comfort shareholders of the electric vehicle company who've watched the stock lose nearly half its value since Musk purchased Twitter back in October. Musk dumped another $2.58 billion worth of Tesla stock last week. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, all you goobers. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Genuinely, sincerely appreciate you tuning in on the weekend and engaging with me on the program. It's really easy to participate. You simply text the word Mike to 33103. You just type in the word, you type in the phone number, 33103, and you start your text message with the word Mike, and then you tell me whatever you want to tell me or ask me any questions. And you'll get a response that says that we read every text message, and then some requirements, you know, about text message data rates, blah, 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 whatever it is. You can just ignore that. And we have it set up where you should only receive that once a week, but there's no guarantees that that's actually how the algorithm works, so you may get that several times, but it is what it is. Nonetheless, we do read all the text, or I do read all the text messages. I read them personally. This hour, maybe after I do this next story, I want to go back for a moment to the student loan debt cancellation. Because at the end of the hour, it just dawned on me. It was like, duh. Sometimes we forget. You know, we always hear about who should pay their fair share of taxes, right? And I've asked people on every side of the aisle, far left, far right, down the middle, apolitical. I've asked every goober you can possibly imagine. What is someone's fair share? What is it? And I can never, most of the time, it comes out with, I want them to pay their fair share. I understand you want them to pay their fair share. What is that? If I truly make $1 million a year after all my expenses, after all my capital investments in my business, after everything I spend money on to make $1 million, I actually have $1 million in profit, what's the fair share of that? Is it 10%? Is it 50%? Is it 90%? What is it? And I would say 99.9% of the time, people can't give me an answer what the fair share is. So what I want to come to, maybe in the next segment, is give you a breakdown, because I was looking at the Tax Foundation numbers, about who pays what in this country in terms of taxes. And I know numbers are hard to do on the radio, but I'll try to make it interesting, right? I'll try to make it interesting for you. But before we get to that, You know, the big news of the week was that on Friday at noon, they released this redacted, what's called the probable cause affidavit, that is attached to the request for a search warrant. Here's how this works in any criminal matter. And obviously they have made this a criminal matter. A law enforcement officer, in this case an FBI special agent, fills out, and in this case it is a 38-page document. So he files a 38-page affidavit that explains to the federal magistrate judge, I want to search these premises. And the premises happen to be at, they specified the address, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. Here and after the premises. It's a residence and a club known as Mar-a-Lago. It's the president's personal residence. It's the former it's former President Trump's. In fact, they refer to him in this as the F-POTUS. No, not the F-word. Former. The former President of the United States. So this probable cause affidavit, as in any affidavit in which you're asking for a search warrant, you have to spell out why there is probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed and that the evidence of that crime can be found in the specific pieces of evidence that you're looking for that prove that that crime probably occurred can be found at this specific residence and within that residence in these specific places. You have to specify under the Fourth Amendment the essence of where the evidence is located, what the evidence is, and the reason you believe it is there. And to describe the evidence also. So that's what this document is right here. It's the probable cause affidavit. I read through the entire thing. It's 38 pages. By the time you take out, for example, I'm looking at pages 38 and 39 right now. Pages 38 and 39 are in essence, well, so are pages, well, they're all. This is page, no, I take it back. This is page 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 are all redacted out with the exception of paragraph number 39. On or about May 6, 2021, the National Archives and Records Administration made a request for the missing PRA, Presidential Record Administration records, and continued to make requests until approximately late December 2021 when the National Archives and Records Agency was informed that 12 boxes were found and ready for retrieval at the premises. And then it goes blank. Talks about the 15 boxes, talks about this, talks about that. But it doesn't really tell you anything other than we think these classified documents are at Mar-a-Lago. So they raid the premises. Now, I think they've stepped into some big doo-doo doing that. The President of the United States has the ultimate, he cannot be questioned. It's like presidential pardons. A president can pardon anyone for any reason, and he can pardon anyone for no reason. He can even pardon someone for crimes that they haven't even been proven to have committed yet. You can go to if you can get through the pardon process, and you can finally get a president to look at your pardon request, I could allege that I think next year I'm going to be charged with X. And I'd like to be pardoned in advance for that. A president could do that if he wanted to. It's the same with the classification authority. A president can decide that anything he has, a document, an email, one of those pink slips, orange slips, about a phone call that used to exist, a sticky pad, a sticky note, whatever. He gets to decide, even if it's marked SCI, Special Compartmentalized Information, the highest of classifications, or even NDI, National Defense Intelligence. He can declassify any of that. When he moved from the White House on January 20th, 2021, he didn't pack up everything. During the course of his presidency, which is true of any presidency, he may take classified documents in a binder up to the residence in the East Wing and read those documents, and he can leave those on his side table, and there's nothing illegal about that. So let's say that over the course of several years, Trump took things up to the East Wing to read, and they were in the East Wing, and when the General Services Administration began to box up to move that president, the former President Trump, from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, teams of federal employees went through and just boxed up everything they found in all the rooms that they used in the East Wing. And those got trucked down to Mar-a-Lago. Then a former president, like Trump, would start, you know, not every day, and I can't imagine Trump doing it even more than maybe a few hours a week. The former presidents will start going through those records. Because there are some records in there that they know don't belong to them. They belong back to the government. There are some records they want to keep. There may be some records they want to make copy of and turn the others back to the government. I mean, the president has an ultimate authority. But many people argue that there are classified documents that were a danger to the country and that he might have engaged in espionage. Now, think about that allegation. What that allegation means is that Donald Trump, I mean, this is just like Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. To engage in espionage, he would have to take classified information and turn it over to a foreign person, a foreign agent, a foreign agency, a foreign government, something or someone other than the United States, or even a U.S. citizen on behalf of a foreign agent. That is an incredible accusation to make against a president. But it's one we've heard before. We were told back during the 2015-2016 election that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, all of which was proven to be false. So did the FBI overstep in this particular case? Well, the FBI's foreign intelligence chief declared that, yeah, they probably did. Oops, I'm sorry, let me turn off.
The Mother Earth. Steve, we know that so often these policies don't actually do anything. It is just about the optics. It's just about the symbolism of it. But talk to us about your column.
I'm so frustrated because, as you guys know, I work for Donald Trump, and we put together a great program of American energy independence. We cut taxes. We reduced regulations. We got tough with China. And I really believe that the economy would be absolutely booming right now if Trump were still president. I'm looking at a lot of these lead indicators on the economy where we are right now. Manufacturing.
I'm sorry, I've got the wrong clip. I apologize for that. I've got the wrong clip. But here's what this former intelligence chief said Friday. He said that the agency should not have criminalized the records and this records dispute between Trump and the National Archives, and that the FBI actually appears to have failed to meet the probable cause standard for the invasion of his residence down in Florida. He said on this same TV channel, "I think they're going to regret this. Ordinarily an ardent defender of my former agency, I have concerns, and I've had concerns for several days, that the Bureau did not exhaust other means to resolve the dispute over presidential alleged classified records that Trump kept. I do not believe that the FBI adequately considered the possibility that Trump had wide latitude to declassified records and to declare those records personal." He went on to say, "I will caveat all of this by saying, we can only see what we can see," referring to the probable cause affidavit. "But the first thing that jumped out to me is that the probable cause statement focuses on the nature of the documents and where they're located. I think that is a point that the dominant media fails to discuss. And here's why. Listen to what he said again. But the first thing that jumped out to me is that this affidavit supporting the search warrant focuses on the nature of the documents and where they're located. Meaning, they only care they're only worried about the fact that these documents are located at Mar-a-Lago, and some of them are classified as secret, top secret, top secret SCI, special access programs, whatever the NDI, whatever the classification might be. And they're at a resort in Florida, and they're not in a skiff. A skiff is a special compartmentalized or special compartmented information facility. SCIF, skiff. It's a place where, well, I'll give you an example. The White House Situation Room is a skiff. So when I go to the White House Situation Room, I have to first check in with the naval people that run the skiff, the naval officers, the White House communications team. I have to check in there. I have to show my credentials. I have to be signed in for that meeting or tell them what meeting I'm there to attend. I have to leave my cell phone outside that room, and then I walk into this room that's in the basement under the West Wing, where it's got a long conference table, really nice chairs, and then when the president comes in, they shut the door, they seal that door, and nobody can hear what's going on. It's a secured, compartmented information facility. And we can talk about anything. And we can look at all these documents. And sometimes we have people on TV screens that are in other skiffs around the country, sometimes even around the world, where we can talk to them about things that are top secret. It's fairly routine. But I want you to think about the White House Situation Room. It's a special room inside the White House, which is in and of itself secured, and in which other documents that are marked top secret can be taken to other rooms inside that building, and that the president can take those into his residence. So think about that, because I'm going to describe when we get back how Mar-a-Lago itself might be a break. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along, my Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing.
But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. I'm describing a skiff because these classified documents, in fact, Gubernator 1970 texted me this. Mike, have you noticed the news reports make an extra effort to say marked as classified, top secret, etc.? I think that's because the documents were probably declassified without remarking them. Now, that may not be the proper procedure, but nonetheless, that's something a president can do. He can look at a document. He can look at a document right here and say, you know what, this is marked top secret. I'm taking this with me. I'm declassifying this. Now, the staff is responsible at that point for following the procedure to do it. But that document may never get scratched through, which is simply a marking with an authority stamp that says no longer top secret. I've seen many of those documents. I've seen many that are top secret SCI, TSSCI. I've seen special access programs, and I've seen those that have used to be that were no longer. But think about the White House. The White House has controlled access. That's why a president can take these documents up to his bedroom and read them if he wants to. So the GSA, on January 20, 2021, actually days before that, has boxed up all the documents, everything they found in the bedrooms, in the sitting rooms, in the dining rooms where the president and Melania lived. They put those in boxes and they moved them to Mar-a-Lago. So I'm sure there were documents that got taken down there. But I want you to think about Mar-a-Lago like you would think about the White House. The Secret Service is still there. I can't just walk up to Mar-a-Lago and just go walking down hallways looking for, hey, where's office 45? Where is it? I'm looking for it. Is it here? Where is it? No, I can't do that. It's really not much different than the White House. It's a former president's residence. If they wanted these documents, they could have issued a subpoena, and then they could have thought about it over court. This is simply another attempt, in my opinion, to just blast Donald Trump. Regardless of what you think about him, it's wrong. Hang tight. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Those taxpayer numbers next.
Hello. needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's C-H-O-Q.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, Mike to 33103. I want to talk about fair shares for a minute. Who pays fair shares? Everybody's going to pay their fair share. Well, let's go back. Here we go.
Last year, like Chris Coons and Tom Carper and my distinguished congresswoman, we come from the land of corporate America. There are more corporations incorporated in America than every other state in America combined. And I still won 36 years in a row. The point is, even they understand they should pay just a fair share. Last year, 55 of the Fortune 500 companies earned $40 billion in profit and paid zero in federal taxes.
Ooh, and they boo. I wonder why they paid zero in income taxes. Does anybody know why they may have paid zero in income taxes? Hold that thought, or text me. Text me why you think. Text the word Mike, 33103. Why do you think those corporations that made $40 billion paid zero in federal income taxes?
Now look.
It's not fair.
That's why I proposed a 15% minimum tax rate for corporations.
He got it in this last bill. He gets it.
And that's why... In the G7 and other meetings overseas, we were able to put together, I was able to be somewhat helpful, 130 countries agree on a global minimum tax rate. So companies can't get out of paying their taxes at home by shipping jobs and factories overseas. It'll raise billions of dollars. And that's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter.
Think about that one for a minute, too. We'll come back to that.
So that's my plan, but we have to go in more detail later. We will grow the economy, lower the cost of families. So what are we waiting?
You know, I have to laugh because when you think about this, you know, we're going to grow the economy. We're going to lower the cost of families. This was from his speech back on Tuesday, March 1st. How's that working out for you? Paying less in gas, paying less in groceries, paying less in taxes? No, you're not, because the plans that they put together have the opposite effect of what they wanted to do. When you tax a corporation, even if it's the minimum tax of 15%, when you tax that corporation, what does that company do? That company says, okay, our costs, taxes are part of their costs. Taxes are no different in one sense than their overhead, their rent, their utilities, their salaries, their benefits, the cost of the goods to, you know, whatever it takes to produce their widgets. All of those costs go into what you and I pay for that product or service. So what's the fair share? What is it when he says that, you know, corporations should be paying their fair share? What is that? Do you have a number in mind? Because I would truly like to know what people think the fair share is. Let me pull up this. I want to get this chart. Here we go. So the top 1% of taxpayers paid almost 26% average individual income tax rates. Now, this is rates. I'm not talking about dollar amounts or shares. I'm talking about their rate. That income tax rate of almost 26% in the top 1% of taxpayers is more than 7 times higher than taxpayers in the bottom 50% whose tax rate was an average 3.5%. Is that fair in terms of rates? So people are paying different rates based upon the amount of money they make. Now, that's called a progressive income tax. Is a progressive income tax fair or not fair? I'm not going to say. I want you to think about it. They also report that the share of reported income earned by the top 1% of taxpayers fell to 20% from 20.9% in 2018. The top 1% share of federal individual income taxes paid fell to 38% from 40%. What does that mean? The top 1% of taxpayers paid 38% of all taxes. Well, wait a minute, is that fair? Should the top 1% be paying a different percentage of all taxes? Now, this is going to start, maybe some of you are in the top 1%, I don't know. But I bet a lot of you goobers are in the top 50%. The top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97% of all individual income taxes. The remaining bottom 50% paid that 3%. So think about taxpayers in two groups, the top 50% and the bottom 50%. The top 50% paid 97% of all individual income taxes, and the bottom percent paid only 3%. So the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes than the bottom 90% combined. Is that fair? Is it? I renew my question, Your Honor. What is fair? I'll tell you what's fair. Fair for me is that there ought to be, obviously, for the poorest of the poor, they shouldn't be paying any income taxes. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what that dollar amount is. But I think that everyone should have skin in the game. Everyone who works at a job, I want them to get a paycheck at the end of their pay period, and I want them to see, even if it's $1, that they paid $1 to the federal government in income taxes. And I don't want them to get that dollar back, because I want them to have skin in the game. It's the same thing I said last weekend about, I wish we could get rid of April 15th as tax day. Instead, April 15th is the day that you get the letter that says, based just on your income, not on if there was a flat tax, not if there was any sort of, flat tax, but just a straight progressive income tax like we have today, that based on the amount that you earned, $38,000, $98,000, $180,000, you owe X, because everybody would have a heart attack on April 15th, and everybody would start paying attention to what we pay the federal government in taxes. Now, you could still then file your tax return and claim your deductions, claim your expenses, file your Schedule C, file your Schedule K, whatever you might be filing, to reduce your tax burden, to reduce your tax liability, legally and lawfully. But I want you to see what you should owe, because then we might be able to have a rational discussion about what is actually fair. When you ask a Bernie Sanders, or you ask an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, those who believe that we ought to expand the social welfare system in this country to be much like Europe, and you ask them what should be the fair share, the first thing they say is that, corporations should all have to pay something. Well, I just made that argument about people that are individuals. So if I'm going to be consistent, shouldn't I make the same argument about corporations that pay zero in tax dollars? Yeah, I would be. But I can still see them having a zero tax liability for one very simple reason. Those companies may have what are called loss carryforwards. They actually lost money the year before, but their loss exceeded what they would owe in taxes. So you carry that forward to the next year until you've used up that loss carry forward. Or let's say that corporation owes $10 million in taxes based on the 15% minimum income tax. But instead, they took that $10 million and they invested it in capital improvements or capital expenses that they can write off in that year, because that makes that company more profitable, meaning that next year they'll pay even more taxes. This whole issue of we got to get to the point where all goobers in this country have some skin in the game, and that all goobers recognize that what we pay every single year is not going to help us get out of this hole. We're in this hole that we're not going to get out of. How bad is it? With all the talk, with everything I've described about, you know, somebody, some illiterate goober, trying to be kind here, you offer them $38 billion versus $4 trillion. And they think to themselves, well, I don't know what $1 trillion is, but 38 sounds bigger than 4, so I think I'll take the $38 billion. That is such an economic ignorance of where the country is fiscally that when I describe to you what the debt is, and actually one of you goobers sent me a great one-pager about this. I'm going to use that one-pager, because I think it's the easiest and quickest way to describe what this $1 trillion in debt is. You've probably seen the graphs or the little diagrams that are all over the interwebs of here's a guy standing next to, you know, $1 million stacked up. And then here's a guy standing next to that $10 million and $100 million, then $1 billion, and then $1 trillion. And the guy just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller until when you get to $1 trillion, you can barely see that little guy that's standing over there in the corner. Well, that's one way to look at it. But there are other ways to look at it, too, that I think give it a different perspective. And the perspective that I'm about to give you in the next segment is a segment that ought to cause you to catch your breath and realize that when Jerome Powell says he's going to increase interest rates because we're spending so much money, you'll think to yourself, wait a minute. We're spending more money than what that goober Michael Brown just described, and we're going to spend even more money on top of that? We're bankrupt. When you cannot, now, people will tell me, they'll make the argument, well, the government can't go bankrupt. Well, that's not technically true. Some governments do go bankrupt. Maybe they don't go through a bankruptcy court, but they go bankrupt. They cease to exist, and revolutions ensue. But some governments, some municipal governments, can actually declare bankruptcy. New York's declared bankruptcy. But what does that mean? It means that your debts are beyond your capacity to pay. You don't have the assets or the income to pay the debts, and therefore you're bankrupt. That's how an individual goes bankrupt. You look at the totality of your assets, the totality of your income, and no matter what you do, you can't pay off those debts. So hang tight, because when we come back, I'm going to give you about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to give you 7 bullet points. And I want to thank one of the goobers, because this actually puts it in concise form for me. 7 bullet points when we get back to give you some perspective about where the country is fiscally. Text the word Mike to 33103. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text me 33103. Hang tight. Coming right back with these numbers.
There's a clear path to $2,000 for gold and $25 for silver, according to Bank of America. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. Bank of America states the growth will continue throughout 2023. They see gold prices remaining elevated with an average price of $2,086 an ounce. Well, it looks like they're right. And it's time to open a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. At the beginning of December, gold crossed $1,800 and is still going. If this year has taught us anything, it's that 10
tangible assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. Crypto keeps on tanking. Stocks are too volatile. Gold is steady. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move towards a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Happy weekend, everyone. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by simply going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You can see all the social media icons. You can get the podcast there also. So there are various ways to look at what $1 trillion is and where we are in terms of the national debt. But one of you goobers sent me a one-pager that I thought sums it up better than most that I've seen over the past several months. So how much is $1 trillion? And how much is every single family's so-called fair share of the national debt? But first, what's a trillion dollars? Can you actually tell me what the definition of $1 trillion is? $1 trillion is 1,000,000,000,000. 1,000,000,000,000. Add up the zeros. Start counting the zeros. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. 15 zeros. $1 trillion times $1 million per day. 1 million days. 1 million days divided by 365.25. By 1 million days divided by 365 days a year. 2,737.8 years. 2,740 years. So if you spent $1 million per day, $1 million a day, it would take about 2,740 years to spend just $1 trillion. To spend $1 trillion, which is a million millions, it would take you 2,740 years to spend that $1 trillion. If you started spending $1 million per day since Christ was born, you would still have over 700 years left to spend that $1 trillion. Now, what's our federal debt? The federal debt is now well over $30 trillion. $30 trillion. So it would take about 82,000 years at $1 million per day to pay back the current federal debt of $30 trillion. And that's if you just stopped everything right now. No more interest accrual, nothing else, just boom. The $30 trillion, which is the principal plus interest that is due today. Give or take, you know, obviously several, you know, maybe another $1 trillion or so based on what Biden's doing. This is why politicians of both parties, a pox on both of them, because every time they spend extra and add to the debt, it decreases the value of that fiat currency, that printed currency, or that fake, you know, silver quarter that's made out of something else that's in your pocket, or that penny that costs more than a penny to make. We're insane what we're doing. We're absolutely insane what we're doing right now. So think about the $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. Stopping today. No more spending. No more interest. We just stop today. It would take 82,000 years at $1 million a day to pay back the current federal debt, and that's not including interest. Now, what if we were to pay that off in 1 year? $90,000, $90,361 divided by 365 days is $247.56 per day per person, both adults and children. So for us to pay off our federal debt at $30 trillion, not including interest, in 1 year, just doing it in 1 year, a family of four would have to pay about $1,000 every single day on top of everything you're already paying for. Think about everything you pay for. Groceries, gas, your mortgage, your car payment, your medical bills, all the insurance, your current federal taxes. Think about that, your current federal taxes. Every man, woman, and child, $1,000 a day, plus everything else. That's why we're essentially bankrupt. And every time they spend more and more money, it gets worse and worse and worse. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. When we get back, some insanity from inside the White House press office. It's pretty funny. I'll be right back.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone in number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.